I continued sleeping soundly for another hour or two, when I was suddenly startled awake by an unfamiliar sound. Then I heard it again. It was a soft tapping at my door. I got up to answer it, but before opening the door, I quickly donned a pair of cut-off jeans. My normal habit is to sleep in the buff. When I had packed for the semester, there had been no room for anything as bulky as a bathrobe, so instead I elected to use these shorts for making nocturnal trips to the bathroom. My visitor was barefoot. She, however, must have had room in her suitcase, because she was wearing a white and tightly cinched Turkish-style bathrobe. Her hair was wrapped up in a turban, and she was carrying a shower kit in one hand and her room key in the other. We had met briefly earlier in front of our mailboxes down in the lobby. Her name was either Rosalind or Jocelyn, I wasn't sure which, and her last name was something unpronounceable but sounded possibly Russian or Middle European. As soon as she spoke, I knew that English had to be her second language. Although I was certain she could speak it far better than I could speak any foreign language myself, nevertheless, her accent was so thick that, unavoidably, it came out sounding comical. She pouted and held up her key.
"I'm sorry to wake you. I cannot make my stupid key work. Will you help me, please?"
She then motioned me with her finger to accompany her. I did so without question, the rules of chivalry requiring that I accept her statement at face value. I did, however, silently wonder as we passed by Larry Magnolia's door why she hadn't tried knocking on his door instead, especially since her room was at the dead opposite end of the floor from mine. Upon arrival, she handed me her key to try. I inserted it in the keyhole. The cylinder turned easily without the slightest resistance.
"Oh, thank you so much," she said.
She touched my arm as though the trick were all in my bicep.
"I want to give you a message."
"Sure, what is it?" She looked surprised.
"Don't you know?"
"Not until you tell me," I said.
"Don't you know what a message is? A back message?" "Oh, massage. Oh, no,
no, no, thank you. Not tonight. I'm pretty beat."
"It will help you relax."
"Thanks, I'm pretty relaxed already. Some other time." I handed her back her key. She snatched it from me and entered her room, closing the door behind her a tad louder than I'm sure the other sleepers on the floor would have appreciated. I made a pit stop by the bathroom and then returned to my door, where I now discovered I had Rosalind Jocelyn's problem, only worse. I had locked myself out without my room key. My room key was in my other pair of jeans. Normally, the last thing I do before retiring is transfer the key from one pocket to the other, but I had neglected to do so. Students getting locked out of their rooms is a commonplace occurrence, especially those first few days back when normal routines have not been reestablished. However, my predicament was compounded by the fact that the person who had the pass key was Larry Magnolia, and no way was I going to wake him up and ask him for assistance. Instead, I descended to the dorm counselor's room down on the first floor. However, the note on the door said he was away, and that all problems should be referred to Larry Magnolia on the 5th. I inquired of the security guard at the front door, but he said he didn't have a master key. I would have to wake up my floor counselor. I didn't feel like explaining, so I fibbed and said he wasn't in. He said the only other thing I could do was to go across campus to the security office. He said, "Just show them your ID. They'll lend you a spare." "Unfortunately, my ID is also locked in my room," I said. He chuckled. "Well, dressed the way you are, they'll probably believe you. I'll call over and let them know you're on your way." "They don't do delivery?" "I'm afraid not. Not at this hour. Shall I call and tell them you're coming?" Before saying yes, I paused to consider my options. I knew I could go back up and spend the rest of the night in the 5th floor lounge without blanket, pillow, or pajamas.
Or I could go back and knock on Rosalind Joslyn's door, but in either case I would still have to make the trip to the security office in the morning. With classes starting up tomorrow, I decided I had better take the chilly route now and get it over with. The guard began phoning while I slipped out through the vestibule.